For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a fabulous Wednesday morning. Hope you woke up and thank God for being God and for giving you breath for another day. If you're having any situations in your family, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you. I sincerely pray for you right now in Jesus' name. That as you go about your day, you'll look to Him. Your eyes will be fixed upon Him. You'll place your trust in Him because He cares for you. He's watching over you. We ended the broadcast yesterday. I love that. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He'll watch over you. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 7. I lift my eyes to the hills, David said. That's where my help comes from. The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So this morning, as I'm opening the broadcast, I pray for you. I pray your eyes look to Him. I pray your eyes are fixed on Him. I pray that your heart's open to receive His counsel, His wisdom. Whatever He needs to say to you, I pray you'll open your ears and your eyes to see and hear clearly. Well, we're talking about the Good Shepherd and how He restores our soul, Psalm 23:3. The God of the second chance. If you're listening today, God wants to give you another chance, the fourth chance, the tenth chance, I don't care how many chances. God wants to restore you. And we said the definition of soul is not, in this case, just the nephesh, the mind, the will, and the emotions, but it literally means, in Hebrew, He wants to restore your very life. And we started to identify ways to recognize your soul might be depleted. We went into the definitions of restoration. These are all going to be on the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Just go to the radio menu page and you click it. Well, how will restoration take place? Well, let's look at quite a few ways, actually. But number one, God will lead you beside still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's verse 2. He leads me beside still waters. Not noise, not crowds, not keeping up with the Joneses. That stuff got you in trouble. God will say, come to me. Matthew 11:28. That is a word for someone listening to my voice. God says, come to me. You've gone to five people, whoever's listening to me. Go to God. Come to me, all you who are labor and you're heavy laden. Man, your soul's depleted. You're whacked out. I've got a solution. Jesus said, come to me. I will give you rest. That literally means I will give you refreshment. I will help you cease from all your toil. I experienced this firsthand, brothers and sisters, from the years of 1992 to 1995. I was the worker bee of worker bees. Oh, and in my own mind. But also in my actions. Oh, I was saved. I've been passionate about Jesus Christ ever since I got born again at 20 years old in college. But the problem was I took the all working it, if you will, of how I used to do in the world and brought it into my Christianity. And where was the Spirit of God in it all? I didn't even know about that. But I literally started having physical manifestations that were just crumbling my body. And anyway, long story real short, I'll never forget opening the Bible to Matthew 11:28. And the word me, capital M, lowercase e, jumped out at me. I mean, God was practically hitting me over the head. He says, Anna, come to me. Learn from me. And I was like, God, I'm learning like from everywhere else but you. One of the most powerful revelations, and I want to give that to you. Come to me. Talking about how to restore your soul. John 7:37, if anyone's thirsty, come to me. John 6:51, he's living bread. Eat of him and you'll live forever. Luke 20:18, fall on the rock and be broken, lest the rock fall on you. So that's number one in your restoration. Come to Him. Let Him lead you beside the still waters of your soul. Hey, I hope you're going to the website to register for our ADM Fall Daytime Retreat, October the 25th, Ormond Plantation. Deadline's October 22nd. You need to be there. Go to AnnaDonahUministries.com. Thank you. I'll join me tomorrow on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.